It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And this woman is going to be in our lives for years and years and years to come. So you better remember her name. Nadia Sulman.
What's his name again?
Nadia Sulman.
Jesus Christ.
And she is the Octomom. I bet she loves that. The Octomom. Sounds like a superhero. Actually, that's not a bad idea. The 14 kids are all like mini superheroes. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. And was it your idea? Oh, your idea. All right, Gino. Jeez. There's so many writers on the show. But yeah, she's a superhero. And when she confronts a guy robbing a bank, she just shoots babies out of her vagina.
Bang! And her poo nanny.
Yeah. Oh, no! Please, no more babies! All right, Nadia Sulman has 14 children, including newborn octuplets. Probably easy to care for them. She has no job, no income, and owes $50,000 in student loans. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good night, kids. Still, the 33-year-old Whittier woman said she's confident that she can afford to raise her huge family, which is BS. Because I'm earning a decent living, and I've got a child. And I find it tough to save money.
Dad, can I have some money?
I told you, I find it tough to save money, baby. Please.
Jesus Christ.
Baby, please. Anyway, the 33-year-old Whittier woman said she's confident she can afford to raise her own children, insisting she can do without welfare. In an interview Tuesday with NBC, she said she could use student loans to make ends meet until she finishes graduate school and gets a job. Graduate school? Doesn't that take up a lot of time? Who's going to hang out with the 14 little ones? Well, mom's in graduate school. And how many babysitters do you get for 14 kids? Don't you get like 8? Maybe 7? 2 apiece? Her family is eligible for large sums of public assistance money. But even before she gave birth to the octuplets on January 26, Sulman was receiving $490 in monthly food stamps, and 3 of her children were receiving federal supplemental security, that income, because they were disabled. Jesus. So she has 6 kids, 3 are disabled, and her first idea is, let's have 8 more.
Jesus Christ.
So it's like she's playing craps up there. She had a hard 6, now she's looking for a hard 8. She's hit the numbers on the craps table. So 6s and 8s, that's what you want on a craps table. You should take her to Vegas. Jesus. Sulman is, the spokesperson for the San Francisco Office of the Social Security Administration said that a single parent with no income qualifies for $793 a month for each child who is either physically or mentally handicapped. Is that right? $793 from the state if you have a handicapped kid?
Cha-ching!
Jeez, my dad should have gotten some dough. Should have, well, 4 times. Yeah, he could have been getting $2,800 a month from Social Security. Not going to tell you which 4. I'm not going to tell you whether I'm including myself or not. But anyway, so this woman was on the Today Show. And we got some interesting audio of this woman. She spent, after she had the 6 kids, from what I understand here, she spent $100,000. $100,000 to try to get 8 more. Here we go.
Nadia says she began her fertility treatments with money she earned while working at a psychiatric hospital.
I was able to work double shifts, constantly working double shifts. I was hoarding my money, and I was saving it. And
now, the psychiatric hospital, was she, which side of the glass was she on? Was she working there or living there? It sounds like she should go back and maybe have a private room for herself.
...with money she earned while working at a psychiatric hospital.
I was able to work double shifts, constantly working double shifts. I was hoarding my money and I was saving it and not nonstop working. I really didn't have much of a social life at that point.
You save enough money so that you can actually buy your first IVF treatment.
Not just that, I saved enough for several.
For several?
Yeah, I did. My friends were like, are you saving for a house, a car? And no, for babies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
What are you saving for? Trying to get a house? A car? A little condo somewhere? Boat? No, I'm trying to save up for 14 kids. Can you get out of my way?
And they must have thought you were insane.
Absolutely.
And how much money have you spent on IVF procedures?
I don't know. I'd have to really estimate. I would say maybe close to $100.
$100,000?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
$100,000. She owes $50,000 for her, what would they call it? The education. I guess they had given her $50,000 in student loans. And she owes $50,000 in student loans. So before she pays off the student loans, she goes and tries to get the fertility treatment, spends $100,000 there, and now has 14 children, no husband, no income, and owes $50,000 in student loans. Oh, boy. All right, here we go. More of the mom with 14 kids.
I'm responsible. I am not on welfare, and again, I don't want to disparage or seem like I'm disparaging any individual who uses welfare as a form of a resource. It can be a valuable resource as long as they are not taking advantage of it and are working towards a specific goal. I've chosen never to go on welfare. I feel as though...
Baby. You'll be on welfare probably before this show ends. The show's over at 11. I imagine you'll probably have a check in your hands by then. How are you going to do it? How the hell is a single mom going to raise 14 children?
I've chosen never to go on welfare. I feel as though it is my responsibility to do what I can to provide for my children.
All right, folks. You think, I know there's a lot of people out there that's really pissed at this woman. And they said they'd never donate to her cause because, she shouldn't have the 14 kids. However, don't you think that maybe the kids could use a helping hand here? So maybe the mother, gets a couple of bucks because you donate to the kids and she lives a little better life. But if you squeeze her, and nobody donates any money to her, nobody gives any money to her family, the kids are the ultimate victims there. 14 children are very expensive to raise. Extremely expensive to raise. And I know a lot of people out there, there's some polls going around. CNN had a poll, and they said, I think 97% of the people that could donate would not donate to this chick, Nadia Sulman. Would you donate to her? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Also, if you're a single mother and you got yourself some kids, why don't you call us up and tell us how difficult it is to raise two or three, perhaps four kids as a single mother, let alone 14? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, if Sulman's disabled children receive the maximum payment, they would get nearly $2,900 a month. And gang, this state is broke. I don't know if you know it, but they're laying off government workers. They're not giving us our tax returns or tax refunds. The state of California is effing broke.
God damn it.
The reimbursement rates for the octuplets were not immediately available. However, 2007 records show that Southern California Hospital received an average of $1,200 per day per patient. So that's $1,200 a day times 8, and that's just one day. So what is that, $10,000? Quick math there. Yeah, almost about $9,600. About $10,000 a day, our tax dollars are going to go to Kaiser. These babies, who are only 16 days old, have already racked up at least $153,000 in Medi-Cal in the costs, including their delivery. No, not including their delivery. And the delivery room must have been, you know, like a Shakey's pizza parlor. But it... it or a... Jesus Christ. I mean, it has to be at Los Angeles, right? We couldn't skate on anything. If you're a lunatic and you do something crazy, there's always a California connection. And in this case, there is an obvious California connection. She lives here. And California is getting such a bad rap across the country. Every time you see a high-speed chase, every time an actress goes nuts, a singer goes crazy, an actress takes drugs and drives the wrong way on a freeway, it's always California. I mean, we just constantly take hits. The rest of the nation must think we're all just effing lunatics. All right, here's another a clip of the audio where it's Miss Shulman, Nadia Shulman, talking about food stamps. All right, imagine there'll be some food stamps in her life.
No, I'm not living off of any taxpayer money. If I am, if it is food stamps, it's a temporary resource. We receive no cash. And it's every month about $490, and that's only for food. So it's an excellent resource if used appropriately and not for too long. it's not affiliated with welfare.
Mm. Geez, I don't even know where you stick the kids. You got 8 kids. Yeah, you can keep them all in one room now. But when they start to grow up, you got to get a bigger house, baby. You got 15 people living in that house. 15. In some communities, that's illegal. They kick you out of apartment buildings for that. You can't have 15 people living in there. Throw you and your kids out. Holly in Studio City on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey, Holly.
Hello, dear.
There she goes. Chris in Norwalk. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How's it going, Tim?
All right, what do you got?
This Nadia, man, how irresponsible is that lady, man? I mean, but you brought up a good point because I was thinking, you know, well, I'm not going to help out this lady. But you brought up a good point because, I mean, if you don't help her out, then in change, if you're not helping the kids, you know, then the kids are going to end up suffering.
Right.
But that's when, what they call the social services, that's when social services need to step in and be like, hey, you know what, you can't take care of these kids.
Right. We got a bad connection with you, Chris, but I heard today that she has invited social services or child protective services over whenever they want to come by, that she said she has plenty of love and resources for these kids, and I bet you they're going to take her up on her offer and slide by and see how those kids are being taken care of. But it's a huge dilemma, you know, and I bet come the holidays... a lot of people will donate gifts to that family, maybe not for her, but certainly for the kids. Because, again, if you just want to make one person's life, the mother, because you think she's a nut, you think she's crazy, so you want to make her life miserable because you think she did a bad thing, then it affects all 14 of the kids. So there's a huge dilemma there. You know, do you donate to her? Yeah, she got off... you know, scot-free here. She probably won't be punished. But yet, you got to help. I think you got to help the kids. And if it was up to me, I think I would donate to it. I really do. In a sick, twisted way, I think that she could really use a donation now. I know it's an unpopular position, but those are 14 kids. And what are you going to do, you know? They're going to sit there and you're going to watch the kids starve just because you want to make her life hell? Let's talk to Gina and Rosita. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You got kids of your own?
I'm a single mother of 3.
All right. How old?
And my oldest is 12. He'll be 13. My middle one is 10. And my little one is 2.5.
Oh, okay.
And I do not receive any type of assistance. I don't ask for help. And this, it bothers me. I understand what you're saying as to helping her, because it isn't, it truly isn't the children's fault.
Right.
But what about us single mothers that have 2 or 3 children that are working our butts off, that don't get assistance, we don't get help? You know, I think it's very unfair.
Where is the father of those kids?
We're divorced, and right. he actually does help. He does help with the kids.
Right, but does he give you money?
Yes, he does.
How much?
he gives for the kids about $600 a month.
Each or just for or total?
For all. For the total. Jesus. So it's not that much.
But that's nothing.
It's nothing. It truly is nothing. But I also work very hard. I'm a college graduate. So, you know, I've worked really hard and to make sure that I'm responsible for the three that I have.
Right. What does he do for a living? What does your ex-husband do?
Oh, he's a car salesman.
Oh, all right. So he's got no dough.
Right. Exactly. And, I mean, it's a battle between us, and I can tell you lots of stories, you know, years. But what it ultimately comes down to is I'm their mother, and I'm going to take care of them, no, whatever it takes.
Yeah, but it probably changed your life dramatically.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you never, now you look at the price tag on everything. You probably never even think about a vacation.
I clip coupons like they're going out of style. I mean, every little thing, we always thinking about, you know, can we afford this? Can we afford that?
Right.
It's mind-boggling that...
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. I don't know how a single parent can raise three kids in this town. How much you make a year?
I make 50 grand a year.
Yeah, but still, even on 50 grand, everything is tight.
It's very tight. It's very, very tight. And I go without a lot. I go without brand-new clothes. I don't know how that woman got surgery, because obviously she's gotten some plastic surgery. How do you do that? I mean, even working double and at shifts like she did and saving for that much, you have six children already. What kind of love? What kind of love are these 14 children going to get when she goes back to school? And I do believe in, you know, giving to those unfortunate, and you got to think about the kids. But she did not think about the kids when she decided to have these other eight.
And
there's no love. Where are these kids going to get the love and the care that they need?
You're absolutely right. I mean, a single mother, a single woman, a single person, whether it's even the father, doesn't have enough time to love every one of those 14 kids like they need it every day.
Exactly. It's hard for me to do it with the three, but I try. I try my best. And, you know, as much as, you know, their father and we've had our issues, but he does love them and he tries what he can, and we put things aside, and we say,
I understand.
Okay,
no, it must be hell. You know, we're actually going to make your life a little easier here, darling. We're going to give you Glenn Campbell's greatest hits on CD. On CD!
God damn it.
This collection of Campbell's Grammy-winning hits is on sale now.
Doesn't matter.
I guess it doesn't. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Would you donate to this woman and these kids? She's got 14 of them down in Whittier. And if you don't, I don't know, I think the kids are the ultimate victims here. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
When she was an American girl, raised on promises.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. This lady's going to be in our lives for quite some time. The mother of the octuplets, Nadia Sulman. Would you donate money to her? Will, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy.
Hey, dude.
Timmy, don't you write that check. You write it. I'm telling you, Timmy. Listen to me.
I might write that check, dude.
Good. Listen, there are thousands and thousands. You're talking about 14 children here, obviously born of a nutcase. There are thousands and thousands of children in the foster care system in California. That's what needs to happen. You can't be putting 14 children and three adults in a little one-bedroom house. It should be open. Obviously, the mother knows what time of day it is. She told whoever that her daughter was deranged and is out of her mind, and the kid should go into the foster care system.
Yeah, she has, I think she has three handicapped kids out of the first bunch, the first litter.
Yeah.
And then I don't know what this next litter looks like.
She had the first litter and stopped.
Right.
But to let it go.
Yeah, you're right. But let me ask you a question. Let's say they remove her from the picture.
Yeah.
And these kids are raised by, like, the grandparents or some other parents. Would you then donate to them?
Well, you already donate. Here's the irony of your statement. We have no choice. If you're a taxpayer.
I know, we have to donate.
Children.
Yeah, we're going to be donating anyway. All right, well, we appreciate the call. Let's talk to Dallas in Mission Viejo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, Tim.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Good, thanks. How are you, sir?
Good, good. I think they should get the doctor to pay for those kids.
That's a great idea.
He's the professional. He's the one who get her with pregnant with all of these kids. He should be doing the child support.
You're exactly right, dude. Great call. Debbie in Acton, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
My husband and I are blown away. We have put off having one baby for over 7 years now.
Why then?
Well, we adopted some abused and neglected dogs. It is expensive to have a child.
How old are you?
I'm 33. I'm not getting any younger.
Right. Are you going to have a child?
Oh, yeah, hopefully very soon. We probably have to move out of state to do it.
Mm-hmm. Why is that? You can't afford it here. I see. How many dogs do you have?
Three. And actually, one of them lives at my husband's uncle's. So that's four dogs right there. But my uncle-in-law can afford it.
Right. Well, that's pretty cool. You took neglected, abused dogs, huh?
Yeah, you know, they're my special needs babies because, you know, it's just terrible. And kudos to the man who brought up the foster system.
Yeah. Oh, hey, so what do you think? You think by the way, if they're going to put these kids in the foster system, they better do it pretty quick before the kids get attached to each other.
Of course. I have a brother that, you know, my mom raised us, and my mother gave my brother away up for adoption because she could not afford it.
How old were you?
I was 6 and he was 7, and it's very rough, you know.
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. You were 6.
Yeah, I know. My mom was in that job, too.
Your brother was 7, and all of a sudden your mom decided to give your brother up?
Well, he had known my father before the dad left, so it was harder on him. You know, he missed my dad and everything. He'd cry and stuff, so he was in and out of, like, orphanages and stuff.
Jesus.
Yeah, so, you know, another nut job.
Yeah.
You know, these women, and I won't do it. You know, my husband works a lot of hours.
Right.
And can't afford it.
So you wouldn't donate to this lady?
Yeah, we would donate concrete to fill her hole because enough is enough.
Well, and, you know, Carolla says this, since we live in Southern California, we're prone to earthquakes, so if you are going to fill the big V with concrete, you want to put a little rebar in there, too.
Yeah. Nice job, retards.
Thank you. All right, Debbie, we appreciate the call, darling. Let's talk to Peter in Studio City on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, good. How you doing, Tim?
All right. You going to donate to this lady?
Dude, I didn't even know what the subject was going to be tonight, and I already donated this morning. I saw the website come up. I wonder if it has something to do with, I heard you talking about your Irish Catholic with a big family.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with it.
Yeah, I came from the same background. And yeah. I think the same thing. I think it's what's done is done. It's under the bridge, and now it's just about the kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know, obviously those, if like, let's say, for instance, a dog came onto your property with 14 puppies, and the dog bit you every time you tried to get close to the puppies. Eventually, you try to separate the puppies from the dog and then feed the puppies.
Right.
And so, you know, you still have to make an attempt, I think, to feed the puppies, in this case, the kids.
Right, exactly. And I think at best, she's just moving us closer to, you know, having some sort of law that we have to license parents at some point in the future. I think, you know,
yeah,
that's maybe what will come out of it. But in the meantime, yeah, you got 14 kids they got to be taken care of. And, you know, she sounds like she's got, you know, motherly instincts anyway when she's on the TV, so.
Yeah, so you donate $100, huh?
I gave her $100 today.
Are you going to give her any more?
You know, it depends. You know, if I see something more, I wouldn't be against it. You know, if I see some more, like if she's not having enough or whatever.
Yeah. You know, I don't know how you can go to that website and not donate.
Yeah.
Especially when you see, and by the way, the website is, I think it's then, I mean, it's a long website. It's the Nadia Sulman family is what it is.
Yeah.
Thenadya and then Sulman, Sulman.com. The Nadia Sulman family.com.
Right.
And they got a picture of all those kids sitting there.
Yeah.
You know?
I think everyone wants to be a star in L.A. She had a good idea, and then, you know, have to deal with that with that technique later in the future, but the kids are already here, so you can't
some of these kids look like little puppies.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. All right, thanks, dude. All right, there goes Peter the gay Irish Catholic guy. Thank God for them Irish Catholic, man. Donate to anybody. We're all suckers. It's Irish Catholics. I'm Irish Catholic, and I'm one of the suckers, too. You know, you see these eight kids, and how can you not donate? You know, it's the Nadia Sulman family.com. George and Cerritos, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, what? This is insane to donate to this woman. For what she paid for those lips, she could pay for these kids for the next 7 years. I'll tell you. This is, I work at the Port of L.A. I share a recession every day in the face. And she has no idea what she's getting into. And absolutely not did anybody write a check to this woman.
You got kids your own?
I have one coming in about a month.
Oh, good for you.
Looking forward to it.
You know if it's a boy or girl?
It's a boy. It's a boy.
Oh, excellent, man.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'll donate to your kid.
You know what? That would be great. You know, like I said, I live in Cerritos. You know, I'm trying to hang on to my boat. My wife's, you know, probably looking at getting rid of that. Cause,
yeah, that boat's going soon.
You know, don't say that. Don't say that. Please. I'll tell you, we got to keep the boat. We got to keep the boat. Okay. That's the only thing that's going to keep me sane.
But, what kind of boat you have?
It's a Parker 23-footer. Beautiful. The name, the Templar.
Yes.
We do pretty good. We do pretty good last year.
You own the boat, or are you still making payments on it?
No, I own it. Well, you know, I kind of make payments. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't have...
You have radio money?
Yeah, I don't have radio money. I'm not like you, Tim.
Yeah, I don't have
you're
a
the,
boat.
You're the man, though.
All right, thanks, buddy. Thanks for calling, man. All right, take care of yourself. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. You can check out all of the eight kids, the newest litter of the Sulman family, the Nadia Sulman family. .com. What a long website. I mean, couldn't it have been like 8kids.com or wow, all8.com.
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's talk to Bobby in Redondo. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
All right. You're not going to give any money to this woman, huh?
No, I never go against you, and usually I really like your judgment.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, isn't food stamps the same as government money?
It is, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know how she can come on there and say that I had, you know.
I don't think she's currently getting food stamps. I'd have to read it again. I think she's eligible for them.
No, actually, I read today she was getting food stamps.
Hmm, well.
And here's the point.
That is government assistance.
Kids, right?
14.
I have two kids.
Right.
I pay child support of $857 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Where's the dad? Where's he at?
You know, I don't think there is a dad. I think she... I don't think there is. I mean, there obviously is, but I think she had the eggs fertilized.
Implanted?
Yeah, fertilized and implanted, and so I don't even think they know who the dad is.
I mean, her own mother doesn't like her, so I'm surely not going to like her. I don't want to pay... extra money out of my check when I have to pay for child support.
Yeah, I don't know. It breaks your heart to look at the kids, though. Have you seen the website?
I won't even visit it, you know?
Nah, you got to check out the website, dude. All right, Bob, we appreciate the call. Let's talk to, how about John and Torrance? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing?
All right, you going to donate to these kids?
If the money went to getting her tube tied, I would donate $1,000.
Really?
But...
Well, at the end, it says here, Sulman told NBC that she's 100, 200, 300, 400%. Yes, done. No more kids.
Yeah, well, I want her ovaries gold-plated and put on my wall if I'm going to donate money to her house.
You know what? She would have real balls if, like, a year from now, she had, like, another seven or another six. And then everyone got all up in arms again, like, oh, Christ, look at that. She's got 21 kids. What do we do? And then she says, I'm never going to have any more. I swear to you, my tube's tied. Then 2 years later, she's got another six. Oh, I tell you, this is something that, you know what? If you don't donate to this family, it's going to happen. She's going to trot those kids around. She's going to join the circus with these kids. And there's going to be a carnival barker out there. Take one step forward, your body will naturally follow. This woman had all 14 of these kids, and $5 gets you in to see the six. $10 gets you 14. That's exactly what's going to happen. Then you go through a, you know, oh, here you are, mate. Here's 10. Let me see the kids. And you walk in there and see those kids. I'd pay $5 to see those kids. Yeah. Eight of them. 14 total. All right, would you donate to this family? Let's talk to Carlos in San Dimas. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. How are you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
I just want to say, too, I really love your dad's work.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll pass that along.
I think that we're all giving this girl just too much publicity by just keeping her on the airwaves and keeping her on TV.
Yeah, there's
and
nothing
just
really else
talking about her, you know?
I think you're right, but you know what? Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That sort of takes our mind off the depression. It's like when you see a car accident on the freeway for like the 3 minutes it takes or 2 minutes it takes to look at it and pass it by. You're like, well, at least I'm not like that guy. You feel a little better about yourself.
Yeah, I hear you, man. But I guess just myself.
Have you seen the website yet?
No, I haven't. I
tell you, it break your heart to see these kids.
Well, the kids, I can understand because they do need to be cared for.
Right.
But the girl, everybody's talking about how what she did was wrong and, she shouldn't have had all that done. But then yet we're all still giving her publicity by keeping her on talking about her.
Yeah,
so,
I think you're right.
My opinion.
All right, Carlos, we appreciate the call. Let's talk to somebody who'll donate. Nobody's going to donate here, huh? Let's talk to a Billy in Boyle Heights. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, you going to donate to this family?
I'll donate a spit in their face. That's what I'll donate. It pisses me off that she's saying she's not getting help or anything, and then she comes out with all this welfare money, and then she doesn't consider that.
Yeah, help. She's obviously going to get money. I mean, that's...
And you know what? I hope her and her kids starve, and then when her kids ask, Molly, why is this happening to us? Well, it's because your mom's stupid. That's why.
Yeah,
I really hope that happens.
Okay, all right. I know you're taking a little harder line than I am. I'm not wishing the kids starve, but I don't want to see her get wealthy on this either. So it's really everybody's in a poor position here. You know, you don't want to see these kids. I mean, look at the faces of these kids. Go to the website. It's the Nadia Sulman Family.com. The Nadia Sulman. What was Sulman Family? Taken already, or Nadia Sulman Family was taken? They have put the up there? Or maybe it just proves how dumb this woman is, that she wants everything in big numbers. She wants 14 kids. She wants, 24 letters in her web address. She wants everything big. A lot of complication. And who's going to marry this woman? Who the hell is going to marry this woman? You're going in with 14 kids, at least three of them are handicapped. Jesus, you're going to get, I don't think Kurt Warner would join this crew. He might even, give it the Heisman Trophy straight arm. Say, F it. I'm out. All right, let's talk to, everybody hates this woman. How about Greg in Montclair? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
All right, man.
I would not give her money. It didn't happen naturally. She messed with her body, and it happened. Let her
suffer, you know? Huh? All right. Sal in Anaheim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe.
Would you donate to this crew?
Yeah, of course I would, man. I mean, I'm broke, but I'm definitely going to donate. Whatever I can. Probably, I don't know, $50.
Have you seen the crew? Have you seen the family?
No, I'm going to go out. I'm going to go on the site right now.
Yeah, you got to check them out. I mean, before, if you're on the fence about donating, when you see these beautiful little kids with their eyes open, a couple of them are still on, looks like, a breathing assistance. It looks like all of them have breathing tubes.
Yeah, I mean, especially because if we don't, then they're going to be on government assistance.
You know what? I think you're right. And Sal, yeah. I think you got a good point. I'd like for these kids, when they grow up, to say to themselves, you know what? My mom did a stupid thing, but this country did a great thing. You know?
That's right. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, and plus, also because I hate John and Ken, and I love Whitman.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, I'll make the notes down here in the radio program here. I hate John and Ken, love Whitman. There you go. All right, I hope everybody's following here. All right, would you donate to the Shulman family? The NadiaShulmanFamily.com. And again, I hope when these kids grow up that they realize their mom was a nut and they realize America was great and save them from that nut by donating them, you know, a little food. All right. I think we can all look past the fact that she's a nut and help out these kids. I know it's a very unpopular position, but again, maybe, you know, a large Irish Catholic family in me is speaking. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Would you donate to this crew? It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Nadia Shulman has had 8 babies. She's had 6 already. She's got a 14. I think she should hit. She's dealt a 6 and an 8. Depending on what the dealer's showing. Dealer's showing a 10, I say hit it. Try to get 21. You need a 7 now, darling. And if maybe that's the, you know, the cards you need. Maybe you need 7 more than people donate. Who knows? Let's talk to Clarissa in Lancaster. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Hey, you donating to this woman?
No way.
Oh, no, boy. Tough audience.
Why should we?
Well, eventually, you know, if what if these kids start suffering because nobody's giving them any dough?
Well, I think they should just give them all to Angelina and Brad. They like to have lots of kids, and there's two. At least they got two parents that could take care of them.
Yeah, so, you know what you should do is maybe just lend them out, like rent them.
That's a good idea.
You know, I'd take one for a couple of years, and if she's going to give one up, I'd take one and raise it. You know what the hell?
Yeah, at least they don't have to live in a cracker box with six other ones. And
Exactly.
Parents.
But have you seen the website? Have you seen the face of these kids?
No, I've seen them on the news and stuff. But,
yeah, you got to take a look at it. You got to go to the website and really get a feel for what these kids are going through.
Yeah, it's sad. It's not fair to them, and she's crying about, I had a bad childhood.
I know.
I need to have babies, whatever.
Everybody's had a bad childhood. All right, thanks, darling.
Thanks.
There she goes. Beth in Fountain Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. You there, Beth? How about Josh in Irvine? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Timmy, you've been
Thank you, sir.
You're awesome, and your father's just as awesome.
Thank you, sir.
All right, listen, I got a little update for you. The father of all 14 kids is the same father. He tried to marry her. She turned him down and said, no, I want to do this by myself. No one's taking them away from me. They also live with her mother and father. They got the 6 kids there now living in a 2-bedroom house.
Wow.
And they're taken care of, and she just won a lawsuit for her back for $180,000 or something like that. And
yeah, she got some money. I guess a table had fallen on her.
Yeah, and she got all this money and hasn't given her mother or father a dime for taking care of all 6 of these kids. And one out of the first 6 has Down syndrome or autistic or something.
Right, yeah. Between 2000 and 2008, she received $170,000 in temporary disability.
Yeah, well, the father wanted to be a part of their life, and she pushed him away and said, nope, I just want your sperm, and I'm doing this without you, so nobody can ever take these kids away from me.
Yeah. All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. Danny in Fontana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Have you taken a look at the website?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. Are you going to donate?
I've already donated.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, with my tax money.
That's true. Very little, but you're absolutely right. You did donate.
Yeah, I haven't broken down the exact amount I donated so far, but well, I have donated.
Yeah,
I'm not happy about it either.
I bet you're not, but we thank you for calling. I think there's 30 million people, 34 million people in California? 34 million, and not all of us pay income tax, but all of us pay sales tax. So if you break that down, it's probably less than you know, a tenth of a cent each. I bet it's even less than that, maybe a thousandth of a cent. What is that? Oh, you got the, all right. They should have their own show, though, these eight kids. And, you know, maybe eight is enough or eight isn't enough. What is the theme song for that? Do you have that?
There's a magic in the early morning we found. When the sunrise smiles on everything around. It's a portrait of the happiness that we feel and always will. Oh, it is enough to fill our lives with spend our days like bright and shiny new dimes. If we're ever bothered by the changing time, there's a plate of homemade wishes on the kitchen windowsill, and it is enough to fill our lives with love.
Eight isn't enough. I think it's a great idea. I'd watch that. Bill in Hollywood, you're on the air.
Ah, you just took my idea. I was going to say that. She's waiting out to get like a John and Kate plus eight TV show. You know, so she can rake in the dough that way.
But wouldn't you watch it?
Of course I'd watch it.
Everybody would watch it. Nobody would admit they watch it, but everybody would look at it.
Of course. Right. How about some NASCAR tickets, since you took my idea?
I got no NASCAR tickets, but... I'll give you a TurboTax. Hold on 1 second. How about TurboTax Premier? Make it easy to get your maximum refund this year. Choose easy with TurboTax. Learn more at TurboTax.com. TurboTax.com. There you go. All right, Sean in Pasadena, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? So,
all right.
When she does get the TV show and she gets the book deal and the movie deal, are you going to ask for your money back?
Nah, I think she'll... I hope she does get money. I mean, I hate to say it because I sound like, you know, everybody else is on the other side of the fence here, but I hope she gets money. And I hope these kids get money. I mean, you know, not for a lavish house in Beverly Hills where she can retire and raise all these kids, you know, playing tennis and swimming in the pool, but enough for formula. Maybe enough for diapers. Enough for the medical care for these kids. I mean, look at the babies. Happened to everybody out here. Go to the website, the Nadia Sulman family, the Nadia Sulman family.com. Let's talk to a Mary in Upland. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. How
are
you?
All right.
Hey, I have a comment. How about having some kind of an executor or something that their job is to make sure that the money donated is spent well and goes directly to these kids?
Yeah, and you know what? That is a full-time living job.
Well, I mean, even something that the state or somebody appoints to make sure that this money isn't just given to her that she can
right.
spend however she wants, that it's done and it's spent on things that the kids actually need.
Well, if that's the case, would you then donate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'd feel much better about donating knowing that there's somebody appointed to watch these kids and watch how the money is spent.
Yeah, like a zookeeper.
Definitely. Well... Yeah, I guess so in a way. But no, you know, there's kids that, you know, are appointed, have court appointed, people when they go and they're, you know, meant to, work for the kids and look out for the kids and make decisions for the kids and they're advocates for the children. And I think if there could be something like that for these kids, I think people would feel comfortable and say, hey, yeah, she's not going to take this money and, you know, like you just said, go play tennis or this, that, whatever.
Right.
That the money is spent in a good manner. For the best for the kids. I think that would be great if there was something like that out there for the situation.
I think you're right. If somebody was the point person there and made sure that only the kids got the dough in the form of, you know, clothes and diapers and food, then I think a lot more people would donate.
Oh, absolutely. And then this situation and others like it, you know, that there's a court appointed, you know, advocate, for the children, and the money is in like a trust. You can do this kind of stuff.
Right.
The money is in a trust, and that trust money does not go to her. It's under the Silliman kids, and you name every one of their names. It's under them, and they have their court appointed attorney, right, or, guardian or whatever the name is for that.
I wonder if she ran out of names for these kids.
Well, you know, yeah, you just pick a, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I guess, or
Let's
something
see,
like that, you know.
There's Jonah, there's Jeremiah, Joshua, what is this kid's name? T-Bones?
T-Bones. She went with the J's, huh? But anyway, that's my thing, and I tell you what, I think a lot of people would have a lot more, you know, a good feeling to give without this fear, like, what,
yes,
hey,
I think you're,
you
right.
Know,
exactly. All right, Mary, we appreciate the call. I think you're absolutely right, darling. All right, the Sulman family. It's the Nadia Sulman family.com. 14 kids, 20 letters in the URL. This woman likes a lot of numbers in her life. And I think that that people listening right now will donate. Again, I said about 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. You want these kids to grow up and say, yeah, mom was a little crazy, but man, did the United States come together and help us out. Mom crazy, but the people in the community, especially in Whittier, really helped us out, and we can't thank you enough. I hope that happens one day. All right, Gina's going to do the news at 9 o'clock. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, President Obama makes one McDonald's Employees Day, and you might want to think twice before eating any peanuts right now. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Yeah, peanuts are wiping people out. Look at that.
Nice job, retards.
Thank you very much. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 971FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.